You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're continuing on with preparing wild hogs. We're the wild hogs, and the government is preparing for our destruction. And folks, if you've missed the previous shows, you got to go to keepthesabbath.com and listen to the shows that you missed. The government is bringing us into total slavery through debt. And they lie to us about how much debt that there is. They tell us that we've got like $11 trillion in debt. No, the U.S. national debt that they admit to is $34.876 trillion in national debt. Unfunded debt, U.S. total is $100 trillion, almost $101 trillion. But, you know, when you get to numbers like that, they really don't mean anything. Debt is dumb. Cash is king, and they're fixing to take away all of our cash with their digital currency. And then here comes the mark of the beast and everything else they've got planned for us. If you want to find out how bad things really are, you can go to a website called usdebtclock.org, and it'll give you all of the numbers that are out there, and be prepared to get depressed, actually, because it's bad news. We'll never recover from this. We're so far down the path that we're bankrupt and we will never recover. And they don't want us to know that we'll never recover. Debt is a sin. Ezekiel 22:12, God debts, lumps usury and extortion together. Ezekiel 22:12, if they take bribes for blood, to shed blood, you take usury in increase. You have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord. Now, how many people out there think a 1% interest rate would be like, that's fair, that's good, that's a biblical example? Well, according to the book of Nehemiah, it shows us that it's a sin. He demanded that the restoration of foreclosed property and a return of the 101% interest rate on the money and the produce that Israel was charging. Nehemiah 5:1, and there was a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren, for there were those who said, we, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore, let us get grain that we may eat and live. They were also those who said, we have borrowed money for the king's tax on our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and indeed we are forcing our sons and daughters to be slaves. Anyhow, they're talking about the sad financial shape that they're in. Nehemiah says, also, in verse 10, I also with my brother and my servants am lending them money and grain. Please let us stop this usury. Now restore to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses, also a hundredth of the money and the grain, the new wine and the oil. So with 1% interest, they were able to take control of everything and enslave everybody. What do you think what they're doing with 7% interest on houses and 29 and 34% interest on credit cards? It's crazy. Quit sinning.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.